On Friends Plaza in Urbana at the moment, it's 78 degrees at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending August 9th. The numbers look like this. Wheat this year, 43.6 million bushels. Corn this year, -8.3. Next year, 67.0. Soybeans this year, 8.7. Next year, 2.8 million bushels. Cash hog prices are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower today after news overnight that China has shut off imports from seven more U.S. pork plants. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower with top prices from $46 to $49.50. Peoria called 50 cents lower today with a top price of $47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, August 15th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,675. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.75 to $70. The weighted average, $67.50, a loss of 65 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, spareals and gilts sold from $47.77 to $58.10. The weighted average was $52.49. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,893. The base price range was $61 to $72, the weighted average $68.47, a loss of $2.40 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.09 to $55.25, and the weighted average was $52.90. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
And good morning, Dave. We're looking across the plains this morning and seeing a few thunderstorms out there. Overnight last night, we did have some strong thunderstorms move across Indiana. Rainfall amounts generally a half inch, though, with those thunderstorms. A few places did pick up a heavier downpour. There may have been some isolated one-inch amounts across some of the fields of northern Indiana. That rain moved off to the east. Also, some thunderstorms back across Iowa, northern Missouri this morning. They seem to be centering where most of the precipitation is. Rainfall amounts from these storms generally also around a half inch to some places, maybe a few fields picking up an inch from the heavier downpours that come with these some of these thunderstorms. But they are moving fairly slowly and bringing some heavier rains. So it may be a little bit better than maintenance rain, as we've been using that word, in some places. Again, it's going to be isolated, widely scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. We have the front that's off to the north that's going to try and work its way southward, but it's really having a hard time as the heat continues to build and dry weather over the southern plains and the southern Midwest. Temperatures, again, will top into the 100-degree range, and anywhere further south, south of southern Illinois and Indiana, corn crops don't look very good, neither do the beans right now at this point. They seem to be having quite a bit of heat stress, and especially as you get down into the Delta region and the southern part and the southeastern part of the U.S. under quite a bit of heat stress and drought stress conditions starting to shape up for the crops down there. Further north, seem to be doing better across Iowa and again into southern Minnesota, Wisconsin. Some places across Wisconsin picked up about an inch to an inch and a half of rain yesterday in the southwestern part of the state, and that extended to northern Iowa and northeastern Iowa as well. And those rainfall amounts will help things out considerably. So that's what's been happening. What will continue to happen is this front is just going to stay basically stalled across us. The jet stream is dipping a little bit further south out of Canada now, moving across the Dakotas into southern and central Minnesota and southern Wisconsin. And that's helping trigger some of these thunderstorms. And we'll have to keep an eye on this. You never know when a sneaky little system will come through. A little short wave will help trigger thunderstorms and bring a little bit more widespread rain. But so far for the next few days and through the weekend, we'll keep the scattered to isolated threat of the thunderstorms. And if one of those thunderstorms gets on a field, you'll be pretty lucky and get some heavier rain and helping produce a bit more rain. But temperatures hottest to the south, temperatures in the hundreds, and we'll see cooler readings to the north in the 80s over the next several days across Minnesota, Iowa. So giving some relief from the evaporation and the heat stress as well to the crops there. Some good, decent growing conditions as the corn starts to fill out across Minnesota and Wisconsin and most of northern Iowa. For Illinois, though, the thunderstorm threat mainly north of the, I'd say, Interstate 72 line and through Champaign-Urbana further north. And we're watching this batch now come across the central part of in Illinois, and we'll see where that goes throughout the day. But basically, the forecast continues this trend through the weekend. Temperatures will hold in the right around the 100-degree mark across Missouri and further south into the southeastern U.S., and readings in the 80s further north. And that trend, just don't see anything breaking to the pattern. And maybe next week there is some indication that this colder air will finally start to slide further south into Illinois and the southern plains. But I don't see it happening in the short term or through the weekend at this point, the way things are looking. So continued heat stress on some of those crops, but some places will get some isolated showers and thunderstorms and improved conditions. That's a look at the agricultural forecast, and I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 658 and three quarters, up three quarters. Last trade down 2 3/4. December 674 and three quarters, down one. Last trade down 5 3/4. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 678 and a half, unchanged. Last trade down 5 1/2. December 699 up two. Last trade down 7. July 584 down 2 1/4. Last trade down 5 3/4. September corn opened at 326 and 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 5 1/2. December 343 1/2, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 5 1/2. July 377 1/2, down 2 1/4. Last trade down 5 1/4. September beans opened at 838 1/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 20. November, 851 1/2, down 3. Last trade down 19 1/2. July, 898 1/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 18. September soybean meal opened at 228.50, up 70. Last trade down 480. September soybean oil opened at 35.85, up 1. Last trade down 62. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales for wheat were very good, and they weren't all that bad for the beans for this time of year. The corn also ahead of what the trade was anticipating, but I don't think any of that probably is going to matter today.
No, it won't. You know, we've been talking about weather all along, and now I think we need to add to the mix the debacle that we've seen on Wall Street. Certainly that's starting to spill into some other factors, including commodity funds. The exports on corn showed a negative number for old crop, a big number for the new crop. Very typical at this time of year. There's an awful lot of talk about commercial support showing up again. I think that's a big question mark for the day. We'll be down 4 to 5 on the opening. December corn at 340 is pretty critical area.
Does it hold support at 340?
I don't know. I think we'll probably probe under that. That would be my guess.
Look at the beans, please.
The beans are going to be the ugliest of the crew, I think. We'll be down 12 to 20 cents at the opening. Hard break in the crude overnight. The beans have been following crude pretty much. Well, we have a large head and shoulders top formation, gives a huge downside call. We've got a bearish outside week so far this week. We've broken through most of these 20-day, 40-day moving averages. Good Gulf moistures expect to help out some late beans in the Delta. We'll just be down hard.
Do you think that we might pre-harvest, try that gap at 720 to 725?
It's awfully low to be talking about, but I'm starting to have 4 or 5 different things that show up in that area. And that, you know, that's fully a dollar lower than where we are now.
Turn your attention to the last commodity.
How about on the wheat? We'll be down 3 to 5 cents. Going to hold better than anything, but it's also the most illiquid of the markets. The inversion that we've seen in the December wheat is slowly eroding, so the bullishness is kind of getting shook out of that market.
Did we see a key reversal down yesterday?
Yeah, we did, and it looked just kind of negative. At the Merck, Dave, we're going to see a mixed bag again, a little better on the cattle, and a little worse on the hogs, kind of what we've been seeing this week. The hogs have really taken the bloom off this talk about China exports, especially with rumors yesterday that China had killed all prospects of moving to okay any of the pork exports from plants that they had killed before. Hogs are going to be down anywhere 30 to 50 cents. The cattle probably be up about a similar amount.
Is that hog thing political?
It's very political, and it's just been an ongoing deal, and it's pretty difficult to restart these situations when the State Department has their foot right in the door.
Ellen, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Dave. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.